You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
We got a lot to talk about this morning. The NCAA tournament, the real NCAA tournament, going to start today. The play-in games, those are play-in games. The bracket of 64, that's where it all starts. That's what counts. We're going to talk about that. I'm going to tell you who my final four are. If you're having trouble filling out your brackets, I am glad to help. I participate in two brackets, my sister's and the great Joe Smith. Hall of Famer Joe Smith, down at WGCL Radio in Bloomington, sports guy for Indiana University forever. He and I have a private bet, and I participate in my sister's. I'll tell you who my final four is. You've got no chance to beat me, so I may as well share that information with you. We're going to talk about what John Calipari says about the NCAA tournament and what another NCAA coach says about the NCAA tournament. Calipari doesn't want it to expand, doesn't want it to change. He's right. Kevin Keats, the head coach at NC State, he does want it to expand. And I'll tell you exactly why. And the reason is really, really obvious and really, really predictable. Want to mention the Indianapolis Colts yesterday announced that they re-signed Danny Pinter. I like Danny Pinter. Danny Pinter, a good guy and a good Colt. But my God, is there a guy on this roster that the Colts would not re-sign? Is there anyone that they would not bring back to a team that hadn't been to the playoffs since 2020? I just don't understand. Nothing against Danny Pinter. Glad he's back. But wow, there is nobody like, come on back. We're running it back. It's like IU basketball. Trey Galloway and Anthony Leal saying, we're going to run it back. Run it back to where? You didn't make the NCAA tournament. What the hell are you running it back toward? Yikes. Pacers got the win last night, beat the Pistons. Indiana State, big win last night, a huge second half for the Sycamores. They got over on SMU. They're going to play in the second round against the Big Ten's Minnesota. You're mad about not making the tournament? You got to beat Minnesota. Dan Dockage, Pete Smith, both friends of mine, inducted into the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame last night in a wonderful ceremony. And I assume I was not there, Otter Creek, to answer your question. But I am certain that in the 3 minutes allotted, both thanked a whole lot of people, and rightly so. And the state of Indiana, the Hall of Fame, thanking them for their contributions to the game of basketball in this state. Absolutely good and appropriate. This is Breakfast with Kent. For Thursday, March 21st, 2024, brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Look, be sane gamblers. There are stories today about J.B. Bickerstaff, Tyrese Halliburton, talking about getting shouted at in arenas during games, talking about getting J.B. Bickerstaff getting phone calls from gamblers, kind of veiled threats to Bickerstaff, if not able to provide his preferred result. What in the hell are we doing? Gamble like people. Enjoy yourselves with it. Do not bet the electric bill. Do not bet the mortgage. Go to my bookie. Have some fun with it. You know, give yourself a reason to root one way or another. That's a good thing. Going all in with your mortgage payment, that's not a good thing. So, be rational, be reasonable, go to MyBookie, use promo code KENT, you activate a sign-up bonus, that could be worth up to $1,000 in free play. Off you go. It is awesome. The promo code again, Kent. Best part about my bookie, you can bet on anything, anytime, anywhere, and they got a really cool online casino there. Wonderful. All right. Subscribe, because it's a good thing. It's a convenience for you, and hit the bell icon so you get an alert every time we go live. Hit the like the video. It's the polite thing to do. It's Hoosier Hospitality. You want to make a donation like Otter Creek did, please do so and include a comment or a question, and we will share it. Sometimes the comment section of this channel is the best part for me. I enjoy hearing from everybody. And I think that the discussions of sports really, really interesting for me. And it kind of lets me know what you guys care about. So that's a good thing for me. Let's talk about sports. Let's talk about the NCAA tournament. But first, I want to talk about the Indiana Basketball Hall of Fame. Dan Dockich, I think long overdue, graduated from Andrean in 1981. Part of, for me, what was the best Final Four in the history of the Indiana State Basketball Tournament in 1980. Andrean lost to New Albany, came back from the dead. I think Andrean was down like 24. Dan brought the Andrean team back from the dead, had a chance to tie with a free throw and win the game with no time left on the clock. It was awesome. Awesome for New Albany, which is the high school I attended. New Albany wins. The afternoon game between Marion and Broad Ripple, Stacy Turan, the late Stacy Turan, who went on to play in the NFL as a defensive back for the Raiders.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hit beyond a half-court shot, game winner, to beat Jeff Todd, the Truster Award winner, and Marion. It was tremendous. And then Broad Ripple beat New Albany in the night game. But that afternoon session was just completely awesome. Dan goes to Indiana, plays, and then coaches for a bunch of years. He has given so much of his life to the game of basketball in this state. Basketball in Indiana and around the country is better for Dan Dockich being a part of it. The best basketball analyst that has ever worked on ESPN did a great job of teaching the game and holding accountable those who don't play it or coach it right. Fantastic. Terrific coach at Bowling Green for 10 years and the interim coach when the Samson thing all blew up. Dan Dockich has done a tremendous job, again, lifting the game of basketball in the state of Indiana. Pete Smith also goes into the Hall of Fame. Longtime coach, coached at Penn, coached at Carmel, coached at Guerin. A terrific guy, a terrific coach, a terrific broadcaster. Does a great job calling high school basketball games. I always enjoy Pete's work. And I never know it's Pete. I've known Pete for a while. When I hear Pete, I'm not like, oh, it's Pete Smith. You know, it's just great basketball information. And then it dawns on me, well, of course it's Pete Smith. He's given me great stuff as an analyst. Both guys go into the Hall of Fame. Glad they did. My Final Four for the NCAA tournament, Kentucky, Creighton, Auburn, UNC. You are nutty to pick a team for the Final Four that is not one of the top four seeds in a given region. You are crazy to pick a non-one seed to win the thing. 63% of the winners since the expansion to 64 teams, they have been one seeds. I've got UNC as my winner. Game one today at 12:15. That's Michigan State and Mississippi State. Let's talk about Indiana and Purdue. All right, we're evening this up. All right, we're talking about both Indiana and Purdue. Indiana has only played in 9 of the last 21 NCAA tournaments. Purdue has never won an NCAA tournament. Not surprising. Indiana has been to the Sweet 16 just 4 times. Just 4 times since 1993. I think that's right. Maybe 94 they went to the, in the last 30 years, let's say. All right. And 3 of them were under Tom Crean. Go figure. Purdue last played in the Final Four right here in Indianapolis in 1980. Did you know in that 1980 tournament, Purdue won their last game of the season despite losing in the semifinals because they had a third place game, inexplicably a third place game on Monday night. Purdue won that third place game against the Iowa Hawkeyes. Indiana has had 2 winning Big Ten seasons in the last 11 years, dating back to 2014. What? That tells you something. Last year, 12-8 for the Hoosiers under Woody. All right. And then 2016 under Tom Crean. Those 2 years, the only winning seasons in Big Ten play in the last, what, 10, 11 seasons. That's crazy. Purdue has won an average of 1.2 games in its 14 NCAA tournament appearances under Matt Painter. Good heavens. And people, there's no question Purdue's going to win the NCAA tournament. Purdue's going to the Final Four. They're going to win the whole thing. You know, because they've got Zach Edey. Past his prologue, people. How many times do I have to tell you? After Bob Knight was fired, Indiana had 7 non-losing Big Ten seasons in the following 8. So they either finished at 500 or with a winning season all but 1 year in the 8 following Bob Knight's ouster at Indiana. That's kind of interesting because, like I said, they've had 2 winning Big Ten seasons in the last 11. In 1969, the other time Purdue made the Final Four, by the way, they lost both their season opener and their season finale to UCLA, which was coached by Purdue grad John Wooden. How'd you let him get away? Gotta hurt. Mike Woodson's final game as a Hoosier was a Sweet 16 loss to Purdue in 1980, a game in which he fouled out. Wouldn't it be ironic? I think he's going to be back next year. I think Indiana's going to stick to its word because if it doesn't, what's it doing? But if he had been tossed from his last game as a Hoosier coach, which he was against Nebraska, he had seen enough. So he took the powder. And his last game as a player, he fouled out. That would be odd. That would be an odd circumstance. Again, my Final Four, Kentucky, Creighton, Auburn, and UNC. Talk of expanding the tournament is completely nonsensical. As they ask coaches, all right, here's the thing. Here's what NC State coach Kevin Keats gets for the Wolfpack making it to the NCAA tournament. He gets a $10,000 bonus, which is not that much, but it activates a $400,000 raise to make the tournament. So, of course, he wants to expand the tournament. Anybody with a brain and no conscience and an understanding of how they get paid, they are going to say, we like the NCAA, we want the NCAA tournament to be huge. We want 80 teams in the NCAA tournament because it comes down to money. For a guy like John Calipari, he's got all the money in the world. He's got smoothie money. He's owning smoothie stores in Lexington. I think he still owns a smoothie store. Regardless, he's against it because he's got all the money. And Kentucky doesn't need to expand to be able to get into the NCAA tournament. NC State, that's a help. And so Kevin Keats gets his $410,000. John Calipari a sane, rational person wants this thing to stay as it is, because it is a beautiful event as it is. But you know greed is going to win this thing. Of course greed's going to win, because greed always wins. What makes sense for the student athletes? And Keith says, well, I just don't think enough student athletes get a chance to participate in this great event. My ass. Jeez, really? You care that much, do you, about the student athletes? That's damn nice of you, $410,000 later. Pacers, winners last night, 122-103. Siakam, 25-9. Haliburton, 20-9. How about Isaiah Jackson last night? 10 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals in 28 minutes. He was really good last night against the Pistons. Road trip continues. Pacers at Golden State tomorrow night. Lakers on Sunday, Clippers on Monday, Bulls on Wednesday. Pacers got to split those. Go 2-2, I'm a happy guy. You go 3-1 in those games, I'm ecstatic. They're all winnable, except that game against Clippers, a little bit tougher. Indiana State last night, 101-92 winners against SMU in their first round game of the NIT. Jason Kent last night was awesome, 35 points, 9 rebounds. The Sycamores outscored the Mustangs 61-43 in the second half. They play against Minnesota from the Big Ten Sunday at 2. You want to make a case that the committee screwed up. You got to beat Minnesota, a team that also didn't make the NCAA tournament, but a major conference team. You want to represent the mid-majors well. You win that game. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Jordan Morris. Celebrating a birthday today, Steven Jackson, Rich Block, the great Tom James, who, oddly, I lived in the same two towns. I lived in Lake Bluff, Illinois. Tom James was a really good tennis player, good athlete in Lake Bluff. When I was 10, we moved to Spring Lake, Michigan. When he was 11, he moved to Spring Lake or Ferrisburg, Michigan. Odd. Brad Stotts. Also celebrating a birthday, the great Bradley, celebrating a birthday, good for him. A wonderful graduate of New Albany High School. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. That's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Radio show starts in, just be nice to each other, right? Radio show, WGCLradio.com, starts in about 7 minutes. And then we'll do, of course, Inside Indiana Sports Now this afternoon. I can't wait to talk to you both times. And in between, we're grinding to figure out what the hell we're going to talk about. Today, no grind. We are watching NCAA tournament basketball from 12:15 this afternoon, early in the afternoon, until about 1 o'clock this morning. I cannot wait.